Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Computer science has an image problem. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Computer science, not just for geeks. That's a message the Association for Computing Machinery is hoping to spread as part of a project to polish the image of technology careers. John White, CEO and executive director of the Computing Trade Group, says fewer students are studying computer science in college and too many tech jobs are going unfilled because young people don't have a positive and accurate picture of the computer scientist.
Understanding computation, computing, computer science is going to be an incredibly valuable skill to have, whether you're going to work in biology or social areas or almost any area in the future. And so we want people to understand and kids to understand that, I mean, technology's cool, but understanding how to embed technology in solving real-world problems is what is exciting. And a future based on studying computing and computer science isn't just about working at Microsoft, Google, or Yahoo, but, you know, it's about working at the NIH or the Center for Disease Control or a pharmaceutical company or a financial services company or, you know, a philanthropic institution where understanding how you put technology into play to solve real problems is what's going to make the job exciting and the career worthwhile.
So I imagine the image problem that computer science has is keenest among girls, young women, and some minority groups.
You hit it right on the head. The number of girls studying, interested in, and, you know, maybe taking AP computer science or even majoring in computer science in college is low. It's lower than the other sciences. It's declined over the last several years when the level of, you know, women participating in science have gone up in general. Computing has some unique problems. And so, on the one hand, it's an issue with women. It's a serious issue with underrepresented minority groups.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's really how you frame this problem. You can say that there's an image problem and a shortage of people who are interested in studying computer science and going into computer science careers. But what we're really saying here is, look, computer science doesn't have an image problem among young white males.
But I mean, the overall numbers of people studying computer science are, are down. But the way to really bring this back is to focus on the missing groups, and it's women, girls, African Americans, and Latinas. And not only is it just bringing the numbers back, but if we've got a field where all the work is being done by white males, you just miss out on really creative solutions to problems. Having more women, more minorities involved in the mainstream of information technology is good for the field and it's going to be good for the country.
That's John White with the Association for Computing Machinery, a group involved in education and promotion of computer science. The ACM, along with the WGBH Educational Foundation, will soon begin a public relations project called New Image for Computing, which is designed to highlight the appeal of computer science education and careers to young people. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.